It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Welcome to it.
What's up, dude? What's up, dude?
Yes, of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Give them a call, 269-876-0882. You still got a little bit of time to ride yet. Don't waste it. Get it over to Gilson. Get them working on it and running right. So anyway, we'll hear more from our sponsor here in just a little bit. Right now, though, it is time for your facts and opinion. That's right. We're going to throw it down. So hopefully there's some good facts for today. I haven't even looked. Here we go. Fact number one, opinion number one. Shakespeare invented the name Jessica in The Merchant of Venice. Huh. It's actually kind of interesting. You know, Shakespeare invented the name Jessica in the play The Merchant of Venice. You know, he invented, like, he made up, like, a bunch of words that we still use today.
Hmm. I don't know shit about him.
William Shakespeare, the most famous playwright ever?
To be or not to be. Like, yeah, I never really interested me, to be honest with you. Sorry.
That is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms in this sea of trouble, in opposing end them, to die, to sleep no more.
How do you know that?
That's from Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
That's the only reason I know it. That's the only reason I know it.
There ain't no way I could sit through one of those. Sorry.
I enjoy certain ones. Like, obviously, Romeo and Juliet is great. I actually really enjoyed that kind of remake they did with Leonardo DiCaprio and that other chick. Like, that was a really cool movie. There's some, obviously. Much Ado About Nothing is a really, really great play. Pretty funny and everything like that. What's another
one? I don't know if I can rally around the plays, man.
Here's what's tough, is when it's done in the traditional, like, Shakespearean language, you know, like they did, like that way, it's sometimes hard to follow. But when I've seen, like, remakes of it, you know, a more modern day take on it, it's really good stuff. You know, there's some stuff that's really, really well written and done well from his work. So I don't know.
Like, could you go to an opera and sit through a full opera?
Maybe if it ended like the opera in Dirty Work, possibly.
God, dude. It would be real boobs.
Yeah.
Look at that mountain range, huh? Yeah. That's great.
Maybe. I've been to the opera before. I'm not a big fan of all the singing stuff.
Yeah.
There's very few. I do enjoy plays. I'm not a big fan of musicals.
Oh,
what was it? Dude,
come
that?
On.
Is that a Native American?
I can't do it. I can really. So when I go to stuff like this, I put myself in the situation of, okay, why do people like it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Try to find that tempo.
Yeah, yeah.
That pace of why people enjoy it, and then put yourself into it, and then just see if you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of those things where I'm just like, even if I, when I put myself in the position of trying to enjoy it, I just.
You can't do it.
There's just nothing there that interests me. Like, well, what are you singing like that for? What?
Well, I guess I'll return the tickets I got us to the New York Symphony.
Yeah. You fucking return those things. You return them or burn them.
Burn them.
I ain't taking them.
All right. We went too long on that fact. Let's go for another one. I'm done talking about Shakespeare. Fact number two. Fact number two, opinion number two. The word turquoise is based on the word Turkish because it describes the color of the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of southern Turkey. You know, that's our second turkey fact. Do you remember the other turkey fact?
Yeah. What?
Is the Greece wrestling. That's the national sport of Turkey.
Turkey. Greece wrestling and that's weird.
A lot of stuff going on there in Turkey, apparently. So
turquoise.
Yeah.
That was a nice color. Wasn't that color of the Charlotte Hornets?
I think that was, that'd be turquoise. Tell you what, I'm going to wear a turquoise Speedo when I do my Greece wrestling in Turkey. I will be the ultimate turkey man. Let's see. Fact number three, opinion number three. Mort Walker, the guy who created the Beetle Bailey and High and Lois comic strips, came up for the idea using random symbols like exclamation points and hashtags to represent swear words in cartoons. And the official term for it is called Growlix.
Growlix.
That's interesting, man.
Huh.
We still use that to this day. Think about it. Like, I do it every day when I do the podcast. You know, like the
exclamation, hashtag, at sign.
Yep. Interesting. I like that fact. That was a good fact. Yeah,
that's good.
Fact number three, opinion number three. College basketball players aren't allowed to have jersey numbers that include 6, 7, 8, or 9. That's because after a foul, the ref signals the player's numbers to the scorer's table with both hands, and small numbers make it easier.
Never knew that. Yeah, that's why you never see like a 77.
Huh. I guess, yeah, because you'd have to be like, nah, that'd be tough, I guess, so.
Some numbers are weird. It's like LeBron James being number 23. It's like...
Yeah, no one else should be 23. No one. No.
Yeah, we kind of know the direction you're going with this one, you know. Just get your own number. Kobe did it. He was 8-24.
Yeah.
More. 24 is almost like I don't even know how he got 24, but I always looked at it as like a respect of Michael Jordan. Like, all right, you're 23. I'm kind of like you, basically the same exact player, but I came second, so I'll be 24.
It's weird to think, you know, when you think about obviously losing Kobe and everything, but it's weird to think that they played together. Kobe and Jordan played together. Yep. You know, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. There's a YouTube video out there. Check it out if you guys are interested in basketball and Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant. They basically lay over the exact same plays on top of, or they go side by side in the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Do it like dribble for dribble, like, they're the exact same form, the way they would juke people and step back. The fadeaway is the exact same. It's an interesting video to watch of how similar their style of game was. Obviously, Kobe getting it from Jordan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty wild.
Nuts, man. All right, fact number five, opinion number five. In the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme, there's no mention of him being an egg. That's just how he evolved to look in pop culture. Do you remember how it goes?
A Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. A Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
All the king's horses
and all the king's men
came around and fucking laughed at him because he's an idiot for falling off a wall.
Moron.
Wait a minute.
What a dumb egg.
What a stupid ass egg. We're going to make you an egg because you're so stupid. That is interesting, though. There's no mention of it. They just in popular culture, we're like, now this guy's going to be an egg. We're going to make an egg, and he's going to fall off and do the one thing an egg shouldn't do is fall from a great height.
Ooh, and it's in the morning. It's breakfast time. Nice. Yeah.
Delicious. They did it. He was murdered. That egg was murdered.
Stupid. It just so happened he fell into a frying pan.
It's unbelievable. Who put that hot frying pan underneath there? It's so stupid. This is the dumbest. Let's end
on
that.
Still do nursery rhymes? Are nursery rhymes still a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But what I guess what constitutes as a would Baby Shark count as a nursery rhyme?
Probably.
Baby Shark, Baby Shark, God, what a horrible thing that was.
Just ruined the podcast.
Done. Oh, this thing was ruined from the beginning, for God's sakes. All right, that's good enough for me, man. I don't know about you, but I'm all set. So let's wrap it up.
Hail to the bus driver.
The bus driver.
That's a better one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Just being mean to that poor bus driver is trying to get us to and from school safely.
Yeah, because it's provocative.
Yeah, that's right. All right, that's going to do it for the Plan B Show at Plan B After Show Podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. And we'll see you guys next time on the After Show Podcast. And here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. See ya.
Gilson, you ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.